I said a landscape. Landscape is for YouTube. Hi, everybody. Yo, my glasses are like hella dirty and foggy. I need a wipe. What kind of wipe? Oh, huh? Eyeglass wipe. You see my backpack out there? Gracias. I got some trusty eye wipes in here. Thank you very much. Pardon me. You know what I'm saying? This video is also going on, well, for those who are listening, I'm recording right now. Some video for YouTube. So, my workaround is on that, because I don't have, all the proper, not the proper equipment, but I got enough to get started. But my workaround is, my brilliant idea is that I figured I would record the way I normally record for my podcast. And then while I am recording for my audio podcast, I will be recording for YouTube so I can have some content on YouTube. So that's what I'm doing. So shout out to everybody that's on YouTube. What's up? Welcome to my channel. My name is Jeremy St. Louis. And I am me. That's it. You know what I mean? No big deal. You know, what good are your accomplishments anyway at this present moment, right? Sometimes it's good to talk shit. I'm in the middle of watching a show called Succession. And if you watch it, just leave a comment below if you watch Succession. And Succession is about this gentleman who has this company, and now all of his kids are running the company, long story short. And he is having some second thoughts about retiring from the business. So in this one scene, he's talking to his son because he's having a hard time closing his deal. And he's kind of like being nice to this client in the negotiations, even though he's kind of like a jerk. But he's, so him and his dad, he's getting some pointers from his dad or whatever. And his dad is telling him that he's soft. And so his rebuttal was, well, I'm not gonna, such and such and be a jerk and warn him off. And his dad was like, yo, sometimes you gotta, I don't want to say what he said. You have to show him that you have the bigger private part. You know what I'm saying? The bigger dick or whatever. But so with that, it made me think like, yeah, sometimes you do have to flex on people. Like, you really do. You really got to flex on people. And not all the time, but sometimes you got to, let people know what you've done. But I say all that to say, it's not cool to lead with your accomplishments. Because when you lead with your accomplishments, it makes you look corny. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not even going to hold you. Like, you just look corny. It look like you clout chasing. It appears. You know what I mean? It appears that you are a clout chaser. And back in the day, you used to call them name droppers. And, and there were some name droppers out there that were successful. Some people that dropped some names and get in some rooms to, make it happen. Shout out to all the name droppers out there. You know what I'm saying? I done spilled a name or two in my day. I done spilled a name or two in my day back in my my early Hollywood days, when I was still learning how to network. and it was called networking. You needed business cards and networking, you know. So I'm just here chilling. I'm getting ready to work. It's we'll go to work, and it is super noisy outside. So, but I wanted to talk a little bit about discipline today, and what it is to be disciplined, and some better ways to continue to keep your discipline in order, because I think that there are a lot of times that people come to me and they have these things, and if I find it weird, I'm like, why are you coming to me? I'm trying to be consistent at match. Like, I'm trying to be consistent at things too, but the things that I am definitely consistent in are things that I enjoy. And one of the things that I'm consistent in is running. And when I'm running, you know, when I'm getting in a groove, especially, well, now I ain't been running because it's been wintertime and it's been snowing and it sucks being a runner on the East Coast. I'll have another conversation about that later. But what was I saying? I don't forget my train of thought already. But discipline, yes, discipline. The reason why, you know, I'm tied to running because I enjoy running, and it allows me to tap into something that enables me to want to do it every single day. And I think that is one of the, things that has been tough to transfer over into this space with the podcasting and then now, you know, taking a shot at this YouTube thing and producing YouTube content and posting more on YouTube. Not only just for business reasons, but for the listener, more importantly, you know. And and the more I think about it, it's not even about business at all. It's more about personal, and because I'm going to be sharing the things that I am well versed in, and give that value to you. So you are the beneficiary of my time and my life, my lifetime and my life experiences, and just give you some game, and based off the things that I've been through, and hope that it helps make you better in the long run, the same way that these experiences made me better. And so the thing is like, well, how can I continue to do that on like a daily basis, where I continue to share what's going on with me and the things that I'm into, and how does it benefit you, and how do I do that on a consistent basis? So there's been a lot of reluctancy, I must admit, throughout the years, and you know, I've gone through periods where I'm like, I'm posting a lot, and then I'll go through periods where I'm not posting at all, or every so often. And I've always been trying to figure out, like, what is it about what is it about myself that makes me, like, not put the same energy and effort and consistency into this, where, you know, I've been doing this for a long time, you know what I mean? It's like, it's my voice is, you know, my gift, as I always say. And it's like, what makes you so hesitant? You know, what makes me so hesitant? And a lot of that had to do with what I just realized is just at the thing, you know, really thinking on it and meditating on it, is that you know, I was looking at a lot of things through an external mind state. And looking, like, and what I mean is that where the direction that I'm looking at is trying to receive acceptance from things that are external, that are outside of myself. And when you try to do that, it puts you in a very precarious situation. Let me just tell you. Because you seeking validation from outside sources of people or whatever, it's a surefire way to stunt your growth. And what it does is it puts your attention and your energy that you use in your daily life to try to appease and get the approval of others. And it's only been for so long that you can hold that persona, hold that energy, because that's not really you, because you're doing things with the intent of trying to please others. And you're always going to get in a jam, always. Within yourself, because you're going to start getting depressed. You're going to start feeling a lot of self-doubt. And you're going to be thinking to yourself, like, dang, why doesn't such and such call me back? Or why such and such, I don't, or why this person don't do this? And why that person don't do that? And it's like, why do you even care? Like, nobody cares. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was a tough lesson that I had to learn within myself. Is just like, nobody cares. And it's not like a bad thing, like nobody cares. It's like, you know, because it can seem negative too, like, don't nobody care, like, don't nobody give a fuck, or whatever people say. You know, it's like, nah, don't nobody care, because people are living their own lives. And when people are, you know, freer within themselves and loving more on themselves, they in turn open up more, and more people are drawn to them. You know what I mean? And a lot of times you're high, and a lot of times you're not. A lot of times you're up, and a lot of times you're down. You know, and you have to give people that time. You have to give yourself that time, and you need to give yourself more time to spend with yourself. And the more you do that, the happier you'll be. And it sounds easier said than done, but you either, you know, the light bulb is going to go off either way. And sometimes it goes off for some people, and I guess, you know, I can't speak for everyone, but I went a long time with the light bulb in certain things, like, went off, and then there were certain times when a light bulb did go off, and I was just like, oh, I spent all that time doing all that. I wasted mad time looking at it that way, you know? But you can't get down on yourself either when you come to the realization that you was tripping, you know? You kind of just got to, like, oh, I was tripping. Let me just, all right, I'm going to stop tripping. And when you make that decision, things in your life is going to change. You're going to change first and foremost, because you agreed to make the decision to change. And the things around you, with that choice, that decision you make, the things around you are then in turn going to change. And I think that's really the key to just being a better you. You know, I really do think that that's the key. And that's just something that I just wanted to share with you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. And, I just wanted to share that with you. And just, that's what's just going on in my mind. And I'm applying those things. I'm like, I'm not, you know, this is not, I'm preaching to the choir. Trust me. And I'm applying those things, especially on this YouTube journey, that I'm starting. And I'm super excited about it. You know, because I get a chance to show people now, rather than people just hear it. You know, shout out to all of my subscribers on SoundCloud. You know, over 100 subscribers over there, and I'm trying to, you know, do the same thing over here on the YouTube space. So yeah, if you got time, I'll leave the link to the YouTube in the description, and do the same thing on YouTube. I'll leave the link to the SoundCloud. And I'm on all other DSPs also, you know, the Spotify's and Apple Podcasts and things of that nature. So you can always, you know, you can find me, and I'll leave all the links below. But thank you so much for listening, man. You know, just, you know, look within, you know what I'm saying? Look within yourself, and things are going to be okay. And the more you love on yourself, the more the world is going to love on you. Till next time. Peace.